Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pound. What is God saying to you, man? What is the Lord saying to you?
Well, I was reading this morning in Romans 12, right, one of my favorite scriptures. It's 12:1, and something stood out to me I didn't really notice before. And it was, you know, where it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." And he says, "Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, perfect will." For some reason, that word test jumped out at me. And where it says, "Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is." In other words, you'll be able to test God on what his will is. Another thing that reminded me of is the only other place that I know where that says that, where you can mm-hmm. test God, is with your finances. Mm-hmm. And so he goes, "Test me and see that I would open the floodgates of heaven."
Malachi. Chapter 3.
And I was kind of comparing the two things where he's talking about, you know, test me in your finances, test me in my will for you.
Yeah.
But both require us giving of something, whether it's something tangible in our finances. In this, he's talking about giving of yourself spiritually. Give me you.
Right.
And I'll show you what my will is.
Right.
Because I remember when I first, you know, started, when I came to the Lord, I was at this desire to do something for God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, "Yeah, whatever it is," I had no clue what it was.
Right.
You know, just, "I'm going to do something for you." You know, I just had this burden. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do something. And I remember God, in one of our meetings years ago, one of our men's meetings, God just prophetically said, "You know, hang on, hold your horses, slow down a little bit. You know, I'm going to show you what I want for you.
Got some dying to do."
Yeah.
The first part of that is offer your body.
Yeah, offer your body.
Yeah, right.
We're going to get to that.
Literally.
First, I want you. First, we're going to get to that.
Yeah. Oh, boy. We won't go there.
Then it was like, slow down a little bit. I'm okay with it.
Hold on, I got to cut some stuff off.
I can see down the road. Down the road's good.
Yeah, so. And lo and behold, you know, he's faithful to his word. He just, slowly began to unfold some things, you know, as I began to make myself available to him.
Right.
You know, when things were asked of me, you know, "Would you do this?"
And
I said, "Sure." You know, I had no idea what to do with that. I just started working at it. And next thing you know, he started unveiling more things as I was faithful with the little.
Sure.
And to the point today, you know, there's just so much God has allowed me to do for him as I was made myself available to him, as I gave him me what little zero talent that I had at the time.
But don't you think that's so important? Because so many say they want to do something for God. Mm-hmm. God's like, I understand that, but first, before you can do something for me, I really want you to present yourself to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Be available. A lot of people say they want to do something for God, but they're not willing to die to themselves.
Right.
Like it says here. You know, he says, be a sacrifice.
Right.
You know?
I mean, sort of like this, as you know, go back to Malachi again. He says another area where he says, test him in this. And that people says, "Okay, you know, I am going to tithe. But first I want you to open up the floodgates of heaven, then I'll tithe. You know, I am going to do your will.
Right.
But first tell me what your will is and prepare me for. And then, you know, and it's like, but you first got to give and then you get.
That's
you
right.
first got to give yourself to God. And the thing is, it takes a journey
to
be prepared. You think about Saul and you think about David, King Saul and King David, first and second kings of Israel. The first king did not prepare. He just said, he didn't say, "Here I am." They said, "There he is." Hide him behind the luggage, shaking, you know, terrified. You can imagine this, you know, 6'4" guy or whatever he was,
hiding.
And you know the Samsonite wasn't that big back then. And, but he went straight from looking for his father's donkeys to being the king. And, but in the second king, he was prepared. He was chosen from young. He was anointed young, but he just went right back like you did and said, "Okay, I'm going to just, God said it, it'll happen in its time." And then he just honored on the route there and just honored God, loved God. He fought the lions. He fought the bear. He built his strength. And suddenly, you know, through all this testing and the very one the first king that had no process, because he had no process, he didn't understand you can't lay your hands on God's anointed.
Mm-hmm.
He was coming after God's anointed and David. And David didn't have any business cards, anything like that. No billboard signs. He was just there serving Saul. And but that tension prepared David for the will of God, to the point when David finally got to the leadership position, being asked to go there. He didn't promote himself. Being asked to be over by the people. I mean, God already told him he was going to do that. To be over Israel, he said, I know why I'm here. Mm. It's to protect your people.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
That's huge.
But it was a journey to get there.
Yeah, but that journey helps us understand. I understand why I'm here. Because if you're a little bit early in that, you might think, this is a great opportunity for me to advance myself.
Right.
And a lot of people did that and done that. Right. And it's like, it's not going to go well, you know. But when the process is right, like you're talking about, just give yourself. I mean, he gave himself back to his father, and he was tending the sheep. He went out and fed his brothers. And at the times of war, he saw the false doctrine of hiding from giants in Israel. And he, you know, he realized and, you know, who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against the armies of God? And so he knew God would back him up. And the whole process of doing all these things and then finally running from his life, running for his life, was what brought him into a place that he says, I know why I'm here. I know what I mean. By the way, this is the man that God chose for the lineage of his son, Jesus Christ. We'll be right back.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.